Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
On grammar and the use of grammar and text messages and whether it's aggressive or not, according to Gen Z or Z, it is. A texter says, no, full stop, they, full stop, have, full stop. You get what I mean. No, they have not gone out of fashion. That's grammar in text. Indeed, Gen Z has popularised over-punctuation with full stops, often accompanied by the hand-clapping emoji in between them, says that listener. It really annoys people, doesn't it? The use of grammar and punctuation or not in text messages. We'll discuss that a little bit later on. But I'll tell you one thing. It's very hard to please all of the people all of the time, because a case in point, the Mona Lisa painting might be moved to an underground chamber in a bid by the Louvre Museum in Paris to improve the world's most disappointing viewing experience for its star attraction. A recent survey, wait to hear this, showed tourists did not enjoy the experience, with comments ranging from never being so disappointed to torture. It's ridiculous, really. Travel editor with the Irish Independent, Paul O'Connella, is with me now. This is ridiculous stuff, isn't that? I mean, if people don't appreciate the Mona Lisa, what hope have they for anything in life, Paul?
Well, it all depends on the context in which you're appreciating it. If you're in there sort of just after the doors open or late at night and you actually have space to look at the painting, I would agree with you. But if you've been there at peak time and you walk into the room and it's a big room and the painting is, I think, something like 30 inches tall and 20 inches wide, and it's got the bulletproof glass around it and it's got the ropes cordoning it off, and it's got a scrum of people trying to take pictures and selfies, and you literally have a few seconds to get a good view of it. So look, I appreciate the art, and I think, like many people, I do feel the experience is kind of coming to a bit of a crunch.
But we're in the, do you know what this is now? We're in the age of instant gratification. So if you have to queue for half an hour, it becomes torture to see one of the greatest paintings in the world.
But maybe that might be a better way of doing it than building a whole new room, is if you maybe allotted entry times and booked in advance and gave, you know, limited the numbers of people that could stand in front of it to improve the experience. Mm-hmm. I wonder, actually, would people pay extra for that? You're seeing a lot of that at the moment, actually. There's sort of tourist attractions under numbers pressure all over the world. It could be the Sagrada Familia, it could be the Cliffs of Moher, but they're charging slightly different prices at different times of day because they want to encourage people to go
to spread it
when
out
there's less crowds.
Isn't Barcelona complaining, if that's the right word, about mass tourism and the damage it's doing in some of the islands off Spain as well?
Yes, we are really back. I mean, talk about a flip from the lockdowns of COVID, where there was tumbleweed blowing through these tourist attractions. And now you have, literally, we're back talking about over-tourism again. Barcelona's always been a case in point, and it has, not only with the demonstrations, but recently, would you believe, locals lobbied to have a bus route that takes tourists and locals to the Parc Güell, which is the famous park that Antoni Gaudi's sculptures are in, removed from Google Maps because they were finding it hard to get onto the bus. So crammed was it with tourists. Not only Barcelona, but a couple of hours away in Venice, tomorrow they are going to start trialling a €5 entry fee to get into the city. So if you're a day tripper, this doesn't apply to people spending the night in hotels, and you want to just drop in, have a walk around and leave, you're going to be charged €5 for the pleasure.
So I wonder, will that have any impact in terms of people staying away? Hardly likely for €5, but it's crossing the Rubicon here, isn't it?
It is. And I think you're right to point that out. €5 for someone who can afford to do a cruise and jump off and go and walk around Venice and then pay for whatever they're going to pay to have the cappuccino in St. Mark's Square is probably going to be 15. Multiples of that. But I think, and you'll find it with tourism taxes debates, it's really interesting. We've had them in Galway, we've had them in Dublin, and we've balked at them at the last minute. But the question of the low charge doesn't seem to impact people that much if it's put on the end of a hotel bill or something like that. Manchester brought in the UK's first tourist tax, £1 a night. And there was huge debates before it came in, but it's there and it's netting the city fee.
It'll go up incrementally over time, no doubt. Can I ask you something in terms of tourists and instant gratification and so on? I just wonder, Paul, in your experience, would the Book of Kells or Kilmainham Jail or the Cliffs of Moher or any of the major tourist spots we have in this country, would they be described as disappointing or torture?
No, I don't see how you could call the Book of Kells or Cumaenum Jail torture, unless maybe you were being dragged there by your parents or something like that. No, I think the price is where you'll find pushback. I mean, it costs €20 to go to the Guinness Storehouse off peak and €28 to go at the busiest times. Looking at their prices, the Book of Kells is over €20. I think that's where you're going to have people going, oh, is this worth it? But when you go into the Book of Kells, you don't just see the book itself in glass. You see the old library. You see the new immersive experience they have with all the holograms and the light shows and all the rest of it as well. So I don't know.
Based on your logic, in terms of what tourists are saying, if you're queuing any length of time, the Book of Kells, that ancient artefact, will be described as torture and disappointing.
We'll have to look at the TripAdvisor reviews. I can't call it torture. I just think the fact that after how many, 1,000 years, it's still sitting there with the illustrations looking like they were painted last week.
And the tourists will go to the Cliffs of Moher and they'll look at the amazing cliffs and the beautiful vista off Clare and they'll say, Is that it? Is that all we're getting here?
Well, if they go before 11 a.m., they'll pay €7. And if they go midday, they'll pay €10.
What's the value. What's the most disappointing Irish tourist spot you've ever been to, Paul?
Oh God, you have me. Do you know what I had you're putting me on the line here. Do you know what I had prepared? I had thought about what are the most disappointing ones, and The Little Mermaid was top of my list in Copenhagen.
Why?
Because of the size of it when I got there. It's like a lot of people say about the Mona Lisa, actually. It's just literally a tiny sculpture bolted to a rock.
All right.
That is a good point.
Look, you're still the preeminent travel editor with the Irish Independent, Paul O'Connell. Thank you very much indeed. You can text me, by the way, 51551, as to what you were disappointed with in terms of tourist spots here or abroad.